Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Laurent.
Greg Hess.
Woohoo! And today I have a letter from a new parent. I know that you guys don't have kids, but have you ever tried to give anyone advice when they're a new parent?
Oh, good Lord. I have three siblings. They all have kids, and I have learned the hard way. You can't say no.
I try to give passive-aggressive parenting advice all the time to my friends because I'm always like, don't you remember what it was like when kids used to say please and thank you? I just think that's so great. And I will always slip in those things because I was such a manners freak growing up, and my parents were, that I just really wish every now and again a kid would say please, thank you, or like look you in the eye from looking up from their device.
I know. Even if they just look up and acknowledge you, like that doesn't even happen now. It used to be like, I understand my siblings are like, you don't make them hug people they don't want to. They don't have to touch anyone. I'm like, I completely get that. But like, just even, especially if it's family, like, can you look up and
just acknowledge my existence, kid, please?
Nope. They're like, you're not as good as this screen. I don't think so.
Somehow every episode you guys get older.
I know. Yeah, by the finale, we're going to be like, I don't know about
back
these NFTs.
These kids today don't have any manners. But especially being childless, but I like to say child-free, people will not let a childless, child-free person like say anything. They can be handing their toddler a sharp knife. And if I'm like, do you think that's... Okay, sorry, no. Because they're like, you don't understand. You don't live it.
She loves the knife. She needs the knife to play.
What about you?
I don't give advice. I don't know. I'm getting a lot of advice that I didn't ask for now that I'm pregnant.
Are people touching your body?
Everyone's got something. No, everyone's been really respectful of not touching me when I don't want them to. How nice of them.
I feel like every time I have a friend that's pregnant, you always hear like the story of like, I was in the grocery store and an old Polish lady like came up to me, touched my stomach and said, it's going to be a boy. And it's like, whoa.
Well, to be fair, I don't go anywhere. I'm like at work and at home and nowhere else. But I did have, my friend was pregnant recently and she went to the airport. And this lady like stopped her and was like, you're going to have your baby on this day. And that apparently happened to her friend too. And like it worked. She had the baby on the day. Like wasn't her due date. It's like super bizarre. So I kind of want to hit up the airport.
And it's from the same woman at the airport that's just walking around the airport looking for pregnant women. Yeah. The airport baby witch.
The airport baby bump witch. Yeah. She's doing some strange sorcery.
All right. Well, we've got a new parent with this letter. And I don't know if they're getting advice or going to give us some. But let's dive in.
It's a wonderful life.
Dearest, I can barely fathom how I am putting fingers to keys to get this update to you all this year. I am in a state of sleepless delirium. So please excuse any odd punctuation or extra long run-on sentences. Having a baby has truly been the greatest thing I have ever done, but if there is one thing she took away, it is my grammar and my hair.
I think that was a really long run-on sentence.
Was that all one sentence?
If all she lost is her grammar, I'm very jealous.
Barely fathom how I'm putting fingers to keys. I don't, truly, having a baby and getting out a holiday letter, I'm already very, very impressed with this person.
As you all know, Clay and I welcomed the 8th wonder of the world into our world on September 11th.
Oh, you'll never forget that birthday.
But the wonders of the world? Do wonders of the world have diarrhea?
Yeah, you got the pyramids. You got the Sphinx.
You don't want to see when a pyramid blows out their diaper.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. Then you got this kid.
Yeah, there's lots of doo-doo in the Grand Canyon.
Adelaide Rose McCaden Merrick arrived when we least expected her, 2 weeks early. Addie Rowe is going to be a musician, we think, because my water broke at Mama's to Be Music Group as soon as the Mozart started playing.
I'm sorry, Addie Rowe? Is this what we're going with? Addie Rowe?
Addie Rowe.
It's not cute?
I don't know.
She's definitely going to be a TikToker.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm Addie Rowe McFarlane, whatever her name was.
But there won't be TikTok then. By that point, it'll be like, it'll just be called something like that. Like,
guys are stuck.
Wow. Now, yeah. See, we're going to age a decade every paragraph.
Everyone in the class was so helpful and excited, and we continued to breathe and meditate as I waited for Clay to come pick me up and bring me home. Yes, you read that correctly. Home. After visiting hospitals, birthing centers, and even an Airbnb that specialized in a vacation-like experience around childbirth for the whole family, we decided that our new home had everything we needed to give Addie Rowe the welcome she needed.
She's doing the home birth. This is such a thing now.
Also, I have never delivered a baby, but I don't think I would put it in the family vacation category.
Where are we going this year? Well, we're all going to watch Pam give birth to a baby. Gather around, everyone.
Someone's going to massage your mother's nethers to open it up as wide as possible to squirt that thing out. And we're all going to watch. Oh, it's crowning. Everybody gather around.
I wanted to go to Disney World. Nope. Get in here. Your mom's pushing out your brother.
Spread them a little wider, honey. I'm not getting a good angle. I got this on wide lens.
I want to get in the jacuzzi. Nope, you can't. There's something going on in there.
Natural birth isn't for everyone, but I knew natural birth was for me. We had to use this beautiful new house for something.
And that's make it into a hospital.
Living was just not enough. Like,
yeah.
It's so beautiful around here. How about we spray some blood?
Both my midwives, Leah and Pam, and my doula, Sarai, were so assuring in our decision that I knew that a home birth was for me and Clay. Well, Clay was hesitant at first, since his mother was an OBGYN for years, but he eventually conceded because Addie Rowe had no apparent complications.
Imagine those conversations where you have to tell your successful OBGYN mother, like, well, mom, yeah, we're just going to do it at home.
She's going to wing it.
I have opinions on this. Nope. We're going to have Addie Rowe in the basement.
I'm going to have three witches in long, flowy gowns.
Sarai said it's a good idea.
This is another thing you can't say anything about to women. You can't say anything about, like, home birth or hospital or epidural or anything. You're just like, yep, cool. Is that what you're doing? That sounds awesome. That sounds the best way. That sounds perfect.
This is the one where men especially can't have an opinion.
I want to kind of want to start telling people that I'm going to have my baby in our swimming pool in Indiana in January and just like let it ride.
Yeah, you should just be like, I'm doing an ice birth.
Yeah. Have you heard?
Yeah, it's the new thing. It's really great. I mean, the baby is so hot when it comes out, you got to cool it off.
It's a good welcome to the world. It's like, wake up, kid.
Yeah, I know. You're like, hey, you're going to be living in Indiana. Get used to it now.
Welcome.
My sister did that in the hospital. I think they put her in a little like blow up swimming pool, and she tried to have it in the little pool.
Are you sure your sister didn't have her baby at Racing Rapids Water Park?
Oh, that was what it was. That was what it was. She was on the bumper boats and it slid right out, went into that gasoline water. It's fine. It's fine.
But Addie Rowe had other plans. Even though she arrived early, she was not in a rush. Everything was going as planned for the first 6 hours, but my labor pain was so intense that I decided to pull the plug. In fact, I've spoken with several friends who say that what I experienced was the worst they had ever heard of when it came to back labor.
So she's pulling the plug on the home birth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's leaving.
Oh.
She's going to the hospital.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about baking a baby. I don't know anything about baking a baby. I don't
you
know
do.
Anything.
You use a fondant and you...
It's just a Great British Baking Show.
Yeah. You have to prove it.
You definitely have to prove it. I think I don't know anything about having a baby, but is six hours isn't very long labor,
is it? What? I don't know. I haven't done this yet. But I will say I have friends that, like, I mean, I've heard 24 hours, 30 hours. And those are, like, very long, to be fair.
Yeah.
So six does not seem obscene to me.
I think Pam and Sarai and the other lady were all going, no, 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 6 hours. And she's like, sorry, this hurts too much. I'm on my way to the hospital.
They're like, wait, we can light some incense
and she's like,
that will speed the process.
Sorry, folks.
She's like, get the hell out of my way. Get this epidural in my back.
Yeah, let's induce.
Wait, but I do have one more question. What's back labor? I've never heard of that.
I was going to ask you.
It's when you have labor pain in your back and it's like very painful labor experience. And I think a lot of times, not to get too graphic, but this is when they'll like put you on all fours or in a birthing chair or one of those things because the pain, it's like your back is like cramping really bad.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I'm just going to sign up for the front labor.
Yeah. Well, this was the worst back labor anyone's ever heard of. So
ever.
Yeah.
So Clay called an ambulance and we went to the hospital where I demanded an epidural. Let me tell you, I barely remember the rest because Dr. Feelgood had me so numb, I remember saying I wanted to do it again right away.
Oh, how things change. I guess pain really changes your perspective. It's like, I want to do home birth, all natural, and then 6 hours later, give me whatever you got to take this pain away.
Dr. Feelgood.
Better living through chemicals.
For the last several months, we have been happily nesting and getting to know this little lady. Some highlights. Addie Rowe's favorite books are Oh, the Places You'll Go and The Snowy Day.
What?
And I know this sounds crazy, but her eyes are actually tracking with the words as we read.
No.
Clay's mom even confirmed this on her short visit.
Oh my God.
Wait, she was born in September, which means she can only at this point be a couple months old, right?
Right.
Their eyes aren't even developed yet, are they?
I don't think she can see her mom.
She can't even see. She's seeing like light and darkness in like big, you know, swaths, right?
Yeah. I also love the detail of Clay's mom confirm this on her short visit.
But she's an OBGYN, so.
Yeah, basically she was like, fine, yeah, her eyes are tracking the page. I gotta go. I'm going back to Florida.
Addie Rose, a big eater. Thank goodness, because an early challenge was that I had hyperlactation and very fast flow. So every time she tried to latch, it was like trying to drink out of a fire hydrant. Eventually, both mama and baby figured it out, though. New moms, if this happens to you, contact me. I have great tips.
Oh, Addie Rose is going to be good at keg stands when she's older.
She's going to destroy at parties.
Go.
People are going to be like, how did you learn this? Well, I started at a very young age.
Started with a fire hydrant.
My mom has great tips and great nips. They were spraying me at like 40 miles an hour as an infant. I latched on and glug, 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 glug.
Latched on, hold on tight.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Addie Rose almost sang mum. Liar.
No.
What?
She's making noise. Yeah. That's called baby noise.
That's called she's vomiting up milk.
Also mum. I like that. It's not mom. It's mum. It's kind of the British-y saying.
Mum.
And Addie Rose says mum.
She says mum because she's practically a royal.
And drum roll, Addie Rowe is a musician. We are taking music classes at Mr. John's Music, and she sways to the beat. Mr. John, a fabulous former singer and actor, says that she has real talent. Look out, Broadway.
I got a swaying baby.
Okay, I was holding a four-month-old 2 days ago.
You were? Where was I?
Very unlike me. Very out of character. My friend Dom has a four-month-old, and I was holding it. And the movement is just the most, like, it's just, like, involuntary jerking while the baby is like, okay, I'm mostly milk inside of a skin sack. It's this, like, jerking involuntary, like, they're trying to figure out, like, to develop those skills, right? I wouldn't call that dancing. Well, maybe that's how I dance.
I was going to say, have you seen yourself dance?
I did go to a show last night, and it was like I was a milk sack just doing involuntary jerking.
I do love when the baby is kind of like, when they don't really realize their hands and feet and things are connected, and then they suddenly like accidentally just hit themselves in the face, and it's like somebody else hit them, but they're realizing it's their own hand.
Yeah. I think at that stage, like all they're doing is trying to put things in their mouth. They're like, bring that thing into my mouth.
I'm still trying to do that at my stage. What stage am I in?
Now for some challenges. Addie Rowe has her own sleep schedule. We are co-sleeping, meaning that until she is finished nursing, we are all in the same bed.
Ooh.
FYI, this is the way humans slept for generations. And the crib was a modern invention meant to wean children early so mums could go back to working in factories or on farms.
Mums?
No,
mums.
I'm calling
she
no on that.
Mums.
I'm not giving her mums. No, no, no.
So far, we love having this little one in the bed, but she hasn't gotten the memo quite yet about sleeping more than an hour at a time. Clay has been in the guest room some because he's afraid of falling asleep at the wheel on the way to work. I'm like, what about me falling asleep while opening Amazon packages?
I mean, this is torture. Are you going to co-sleep, Ashley?
I mean, that wasn't the plan, but to be fair, I don't have many plans. I'm kind of going to wing it. <That's>
I like your style.
That's definitely good.
I mean, yeah, the co-sleep.
I'm afraid of like smothering the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost sat on this
little
dog
last night. Does Chuck sleep in the bed?
Oh, no, I can't convince him to. Like, I'll, like, try and coax him. I would give anything to have Chuck sleep in the bed. I coax him with treats. As soon as he gets his treats, he leaves. He sleeps in another room.
Oh, he's an independent man.
Yeah.
But we have a big dog, too, and about halfway into the night, she creeps up on the bed. And it's truly, like, when you're half asleep, it is like another person getting into bed. And you're just like, oh, my God, suddenly this king bed is so crowded.
It's three full adult-sized bodies in this bed. And she's on top of the covers, so then you can't move the covers. And then I'm like, I only have a corner. I'm freezing.
Well, co-sleeping sounds like sleep deprivation to me. This is like what they do in a CIA black site. They put a baby in bed with you.
Put a baby
you
with you.
For 48 hours at a time.
I think you're well set up, Ashley, because being a good dog mom to Chuck, like I think some of that translates to humans. I don't know.
Neither do I. I'm hoping it does. I did have a friend once, though, recently, like our friends had a baby. And then our other friend, like shortly after, got a dog and tried to say that it was the exact same thing. And I loved it. Like how unhappy it made like the parents hearing that. He's like, yeah, no, I know what you feel like now. And they were just like, no, you f-ing don't.
You should just do it exactly like you've done with Chuck. You're like, I know it's a newborn, but we can leave her for 5 to 6 hours at night. Like as long as we get back and let her out before.
Let her out.
Let her out before you throw her in the crib. She's fine for 4 to 5.
Leave some food in a bowl.
Cut to Child Protective Services being
easy.
Like, you can't do that.
This is a breeze.
Learning how to take advice and when to choose your own path as a parent. Everyone has been so fantastic and quick to offer their 2 cents of how to raise this bundle of pure love. Even people without children.
Ding, ding, ding.
But sometimes you have to say, thanks, I'll take it from here.
That's a very nice way of saying back off.
Because co-sleeping in that is another one you can't say shit about.
Finding time to get anything done. Finding a consistent nanny. We just lost our second nanny to graduate school. If anyone has a name, please let me know. Bilingual, a must. Fun, a must. And no, I don't need another 23-year-old Swede who just wants to stay out late, chat on Skype, and flirt with Clay. LOL.
Oh, no!
Another one.
You can't have the hot Swede around.
Why are you bringing a Swedish girl into your house?
Capturing every moment. For every 10 posts I make on Instagram, there are 50 that don't make it on because I'm not quick enough to grab my camera when this little lady is putting on a show.
I'm going to put you on mute, babe. Sorry.
That's probably for the best. Yeah.
You know, it's just I love my friends with kids, but sometimes when it all just turns into the kid feed,
kids.
I just got to go.
Yeah.
I got to mute. Got to mute.
Same. Finding me time and Clay time. We had planned not to let having a child get in the way of date nights and hanging out with our childless friends. So far, that hasn't happened. Clay did get one night to go to the Clemson game, so believe me, I'm looking for a chance to cash in on my night where Dad has to stay in alone with this little angel.
Wow. Sorry. No Clay time, no play time.
I mean, also, yeah, there's a baby in between you and bed. Sorry, Clay.
After the year we've had, I hope that this letter has brought you some cheer. If there's one thing I know, it's that this baby, this innocent and open newborn, has no idea about all the pain and turmoil we've all been through.
Aww.
When I look in her eyes, I know there is hope for a better future. She reminds me every day that she is my greatest gift to this broken world. May 2022 bring you all the love, light, laughter, and baby burps that it has brought us. Kendra Clay and Adelaide Rose, a.k.a. Addie Rowe.
Addie Rowe. Addie Rowe.
You know, it's so easy to make fun of people for being like, my two-month-old is reading and playing Mozart. But it's actually, at the end of the day, I think it's like a beautiful quality of like, these people are like, I'm going to see the best in this person and like, give them the best. I mean, it's annoying to outside people, but good for Addie Rowe.
I just, let's rethink the nickname Addie Rowe, though.
I think it's cute.
I just can't get around it.
I don't think she cares.
She's too busy reading and playing Mozart.
Well, there you have it. The greatest gift on Christmas arrived in the form of a baby. Genius. I hope your below average babies out there are paying attention. Now, grab a doula and lead them to the dance floor. It's time for a hot shot of holiday cheer to cure the labor pains of yesteryear. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.